Blog Talk Radio.
Power down.
I need
you
now.
Heal me now.
Heal me now.
Oh God, I need your healing power.
Somebody, devils bow, demons tremble. Somebody call that name.
Then no, we lift your name higher.
We lift your name.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. We welcome you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and a matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, we worship you, and we adore you, O God. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for the battles that you fought and won always. winning always and will always win for us. Ones that we know of and ones that we do not know of, Lord, we give you all glory and honor. We bless your holy name. Lord, we exalt the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. We bless you and we thank you this morning. Father, we thank you for your grace. Your grace is sufficient for us, O God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, grace, your grace and mercy. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Where would we be without your grace? We need your grace to walk with you, Almighty God. Father God, we ask you this morning to have mercy upon us. We ask you to forgive us, O God, of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And this morning, we cry out for mercy. Mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful, be merciful, be merciful unto us. Lord, we pray for mercy for our children, mercy for our grandchildren, mercy for our spouses, mercy, O God, for each and every one of us, mercy for our siblings, mercy for our nieces and our nephews. We cry out for mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. Wash our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus. We soak their prayer service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the precious blood, O God, of Jesus Christ, O God. In the name of Jesus, we release the blood in our environment, in our personal spaces. The blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let your strength be made perfect. We are weak, O God, but you are strong, O God. And so, Father, strengthen us, O God. Strengthen us, O God. Oh, Father, strengthen each and every one of us, O God. Breathe on us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe on each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in our lives. We welcome you in our midst. We acknowledge your presence in our midst, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, O Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, hover over this service. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. Let your light shine forth in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. In the mighty name of Jesus, light, 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 light. Your holy light shine, O God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for divine deposits, O God. You, O Father, we thank you for the deposits that you have placed in us, O God, in the name of Jesus, to bring glory and honor to your name, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, teach us, O God, the what you have placed in us, O God, in the name of Jesus, how to tap into what we've already have within us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, empower us, O God. Let us begin to see ourselves like you see us, O God. We are your sons and daughters. We are daughters and sons of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are sons and daughters of the Creator, the CEO of the universe. Oh, Father, we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. I am that I am. We praise your name. All-powerful God, we thank you. Sovereign God, we thank you. Majestic God, Lion of the tribe of Judah, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor, O God. We magnify your name. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon us. Holy Ghost, fall fresh upon us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon us, O God. We need a refreshing in Christ Jesus. We need a refreshing in Christ Jesus. We need to be refreshed. We drink from the fountains that flow from the river of life. In the name of Jesus, strengthen us, O God. Strengthen us, O God. Breathe on us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father God, open our eyes of understanding, O God. Teach us, lead us. We surrender to you, O God. Not our will, but let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. And so, Lord, we just want to say, you know, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise you, O God. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren. We put the armor on our spouses, O God, in the name of Jesus. Our nieces, our nephews, our siblings, O God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the and the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we thank you, O God, for your armor in the name of Jesus. We come fitly dressed this morning. O Father God, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for the holy angels, the ministry of the holy angels, O God, guiding and protecting us, O God, in the name of Jesus, and doing your biddings in our lives, warring on our behalf in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, this morning for a fresh oil, a fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday or last night. But Father God, we thank you for a fresh oil, fresh anointing. Empower us every second of this day. Empower us every minute of this day. Empower us every hour, O God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us, O God. Breathe on us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, Father, we bless you, O God. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father God, we look up to you, O God. We look up to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, O God, for doing things on our own and coming into blunders, O God. Oh, forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let this time, let this minute, let this day be a day of new beginnings in our lives, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for those that are here this morning. Father God, and their families, oh God, whatever they're in need of, you know what they desire, oh God. I ask you to bless them, oh God, in a special way, oh God. Give them the desires of their heart according to your will, plan, and purpose for their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those that are sick, heal, oh God. Heal in the name of Jesus. Those that need jobs, open doors of divine opportunities in the name of Jesus. We silence the voice of the enemy, speak it in our ears in the name of Jesus. They say, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you from each and every one of our lives. In the name of Jesus, let the blood flow. Let it flow like a tsunami tidal wave. In the name of Jesus, Lord, break every chain. Break every chain. Every chain that it has held us in bondage. In the name of Jesus, break those chains, oh God. In the name of Jesus, set us free, O God. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Oh, yeah, must it. Break us, O God. Set us free, O God. In the name of Jesus, oh, yeah, must it. Loose us, O God, from infirmities. Loose us from sickness and pain. Loose us in the name of Jesus. Make us whole. Heal us. Deliver us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you the glory, honor you, and we bless your name. So, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please say good morning to those of you that's just joining us. Welcome to our M Morning Glory Prayer Service. We welcome you in the name of the Father, Son, Blessed, and Sweet Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Please turn your Bibles with me to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. I'm going to read, starting from the first verse. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden? Father, as I bring this word forth this morning, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. All of you, O God, and none of me, let your word come forth and the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for empowerment. Thank you for insight. Thank you, Jesus, as you, the word comes forth in Jesus' name. Amen. This one, we have stopped right there. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden? Okay, now let's go to Genesis 1. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I go to Genesis chapter 1. You have Genesis 3:1. Please write that down so you can meditate on what the Lord is speaking this morning. I'm going to go to Genesis chapter 1, and then we're going to hit verse 26. We'll go down. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. Pay attention to 28. And God blessed them. And then God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. And God, and I want you to look at, and God said unto them, look at that part. He called, bless them, and God said, look at the word, God said unto them. God said unto them. I want you to pay attention to God said unto Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. Talk about the serpent in Genesis 3. So let's see what the Spirit of God is speaking to us today. Romans 10:17. So then, faith come by hearing, and hearing about the word of God. So then faith come from hearing, and hearing about the word of God. Let's look at 2 Timothy 1:7. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This morning we are looking at your ear gates. This morning, ear gates. This is extremely important. What comes into your ears? What do you hear? What do you listen to? What voices? Your ear gate. Your ear gate is extremely important. And God said the first voice that man heard was God's voice. And God said, God blessed them. Then he said, he spoke to them, be fruitful. So the voice that God, they heard first was the voice of Almighty God, giving them, be fruitful, multiply. God said to them, so they're hearing, they're the first voice to heard, Adam heard, Adam and Eve heard was the voice of God. And everybody would say Eve was within Adam. Hallelujah. He created both, and Eve was within Adam. The voice is they heard was the voice of Almighty God. Faith come by hearing, and then fear come by hearing too. Amen. In the name of Jesus. If faith come by hearing, fear will come by hearing too. That's why you have to protect your ear gate. What goes into your ear? Because what goes into the ear, what you hear, and if you keep hearing it, over and over and over again, even if it's not the truth, you begin to believe what you're hearing because it's being repetitive. Because what the mind is hearing this thing and hearing this thing and hearing this thing is very important, because then what your fear is being formed, or faith is being formed. Because someone can come and encourage you. Yeah, what you, they're encouraging you, but they speak to you because what? It comes to the ear gate. And someone, the ear gate can destroy also. What you hear can destroy you. Parents gotta be extremely careful. What are you telling your children? Okay, what do they hear you say? You will not be this, you will be that. Sometimes parents really say all kinds of negative things to their children, and then they begin to repeat those things, and they repeat it, and it messes the child up. The child becomes fearful. The child comes to the point that they feel that they cannot do anything. They become, because mommy say or daddy say, I will be nothing, and they keep hearing they will be nothing. They keep hearing that they're dumb. They keep hearing that they're useless. They keep hearing, oh, because what are you doing? The parents who do that, they're releasing negative words into that child's head, and the brain is listening to those words until they become, stop becoming those words, because what if those words have spirit, and they become just like the words that have been spoken over their lives. It is very important. What are you hearing? What is going into your ears? Even as adults, what are you hearing? What are you listening to? What is feeding your spirit? Think about your spirit. Is your spirit being fed by the world or by God? Yes, you will hear the news, but if you literally continue to keep listening and become obsessed with the news over and over and over and negative, it will produce fear in you. That's why it's so powerful. That's why you have the media. And then they can come up with a story and lie and lie, and people begin to believe it because they're constantly hearing it, hearing it, hearing it. The election was this. You keep hearing it. Some people who really don't even understand things, they will start believing it. They hear what they heard. That's what caused the riots in Washington, D.C., January 6th, because of the hearing. You keep hearing, you keep hearing, you keep hearing, you keep hearing. And so with all that hearing and hearing and not even checking what they hear, everybody got together and decided what they're going to do just because they kept hearing and they believe it. They believe that voice that they heard. Which voice are you listening to? Are you believing that voice that you are hearing? You go to church, you hear the word of God, the sermon being preached. Which voice are you hearing? It's so important. God bless them. Then he said, be fruitful. God bless them. And he said, be fruitful. God bless you. Be fruitful. That is God say. So what did Eve hear? Eve heard the voice of the serpent. Hallelujah. The voice of the serpent. The woman was the first person in the universe to hear the voice of the serpent. Have you noticed that? What did Satan say? Didn't God say? He didn't say God said. He said, didn't God say? He began to question because he wanted to bring confusion. So she can begin to doubt she began to doubt this. So sin enters through hearing. Satan is a copycat. He uses the same method, but he perverts the method. Amen. He copied God and he turns it around because he came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have life more abundantly. So the hearing gift is very important. It's extremely important. What goes in? What are you hearing? What are you listening to? If someone continues to say negative, negative, when it's feeding your spirit, your negativity will begin to feed your spirit. And it's not good for negative things to feed your spirit. Amen. Yes, we know there are good and evil in the world, but you want to be able to hear things that will be uplifting, that will feed your soul, that will encourage you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, that's what we want to hear. Things that will feed us, things that we can grow, things that we can learn, that will feed us, that we can become all that God has called us to be. You see some of the most beautiful people in the world. They're depressed. They're going through different changes because of what they heard as children or what they keep hearing. Even the most beautiful woman, every day she keeps hearing negative things about herself. She begins to believe those things about herself. There's a mystery in hearing in the name of Jesus, and we got to change the narrative of this negativity that is feeding our children, that our children are hearing. Long time ago, I don't know if parents still do it. They take time and they read to their children and find good books and read to their children. Children love for you to read to them. And they're hearing these stories and hearing these things that will help them grow, be better. Amen? But if they keep hearing negative things, keep hearing, and they're not hearing anything positive, they turn to be the person, what they hear, hearing. You will be nothing. You will not do. You will be this. You will be, you know, all these negative things. You have to be careful what comes out of the mouth gate. So the ear gate. Hallelujah. Because that hearing can either make us or break us. Faith comes by hearing, and fear comes by hearing. But God did not give us that spirit of fear, that reverential fear that when you get fearful, you become anxious, anxiety, and nervous. When you begin and fearful, so many things begin. There are a lot of chemicals are released in the body when there is fear. Chemicals there. If you sit down and study the body and find out what is released, what are the chemicals released in your body when you are fearful and you fearful all the time, that will damage, and eventually these chemicals messes with your cells. And when the chemicals keep messing with yourself because you keep hearing negativity, there's some changes that goes on in within your body, and eventually you get sick. They have different sickness and disease have come because what have you been hearing constantly, constantly that making you act a certain way, making you be a certain way because you're constantly hearing it. And Satan's ultimate goal is to steal, to kill, and in the end, to steal, kill, and destroy. Death is imminent if you continuously hear all the, it affects your body. It affects you. You cannot think properly because you have the spirit of fear. You keep hearing the negative. Some people become hermit. The world is going to end tomorrow. So they become hermit. They don't want to go outside. They become the depression. They become a recluse. And you can see all that formation. You put a child who always hear positive, and you do experiment with the child who always hear negative. The child who hears the positive words grow in life. The child who hear the positive words will come down. Hearing is very important. Your hearing, the hearing gate, is extremely important. What do you want to hear? You want to hear the word. You want to be uplifted. Feed your soul with the word of God. When you really want to receive the word of God, I personally would say for myself, I can come to the Bible, but I have certain scriptures and things that I just don't read silently. I read out loud. My scriptures, I read out loud my scriptures when I get up in the morning, Psalm 5. I read Psalm 5 out loud. I read Psalm 16 out loud. I read Psalm 19 out loud. I read it out loud. I read Psalm 16, Psalm 19, Psalm 20. I read it out loud. It's repetitive. Then I read Psalm 23. These are scriptures. I go over the certain psalms. I read as I feed my spirit. I read it out. Hallelujah. For years and years I've been reading it out because I want my spirit to receive the word of God. So I want to hear it. I want to hear it. I want to hear it because as I'm reading it, I am hearing my voice. I'm hearing my voice speaking the word of God to me. Yeah, you can read silently as you will, but for me, I like to read my scriptures out loud. And to do it repetitively, to read it out, to receive from God. Because when I do that personally, it inspires me. It motivates me. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. Satan will come again to release fear, to destroy, to manipulate, to control, and to ultimately kill you. He will kill your destiny. Before he even kill you, he will kill your destiny. Let us pray. Father, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For this word this morning. And Lord, I thank you for the impact of your word speaking to us about our ear gate. In the name of Jesus. Father God, whatever that I have been hearing, our lives are affecting our destinies. Oh God, flush us, flush our hearing, our ear canals. Flush our minds, Because when we hear it, it goes into the minds and our thoughts become negative. Father God, uproot all the negative thoughts, the negative behavior that has come as a result of what we're hearing. The negative attitude when people speak negative to us about others, and it's not true. Lord, uproot all the negative seeds that have been planted in our mind, our thoughts, as a result of what we've heard. Oh, Father God, uproot those negative seeds. Huria masakadekoyekaya, uproot it from in our brains. Uproot the negative words. Uproot the negative things from in our children. People spoke a negative. It could be a teacher, or a parent, or a grandparent, or uncle, everything. Lord, uproot negative seeds that our children may have heard. Uproot negative seeds that our grandchildren may have heard. In the name of Jesus. Uproot in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we plant the seed of your word. Let the seed of your word be rooted in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let the seed of your word be watered from the river of life. In the name of Jesus, let the seed of your word grow in the trees of righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, that we will be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue the earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we walk by faith and not by sight. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for uprooting your seed. We thank you, Lord, for planting the seed of your word in us. Tree planted by the rivers of water, oh God, that produce, Father God, fruit in its due time, that our leaves will never wither, oh God, that in all that we do will prosper, oh God, from what we are hearing. So, Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you that this day is a day of new beginnings. And we thank you for those of us who are negative towards friends, family members, that those words will be words to inspire and bless and encourage and exhort. Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we bless your name. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Faith comes, Romans 17, by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. As we close, I encourage everyone on this line to practice reading your scriptures out loud so that you can receive more and be inspired and blessed as the word of God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us, Lord, not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in Christ Jesus. We love you. Have a wonderful week in Jesus' name. Amen.
give a fool.